بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد بعد أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم هو الذي خلقكم من ضعف ثم جعل من بعد ضعف قوة ثم جعل من بعد قوة ضعفا وشيبة يخلق ما يشاء والله عليم قدير وقال تعالى أيضا يا قوم إنما هذه الحياة الدنيا متاع وإن الآخرة هي دار القرار وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم نعمتان مغبون فيهما كثير من الناس الصحة والفراغة وقال أيضا اللهم لا عيش إلا عيش الآخرة أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم Honorable ulama, respected huffaz, elders and brothers, mothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. First and foremost, we commence with the praises of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, that Allah whose existence is free from the ravages of time. May Allah's choices, salutations, and durood continue to descend and flow upon our noble master and leader, Sayyidina Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who taught men the value of time. Respected elders and brothers, we come into this world in a state of absolute helplessness and weakness. As we journey through life, we go through four distinct stages. Childhood, youth, manhood, and old age. The first period of childhood is followed by approximately 7 years of teenhood. The third period of adult life lasts for about 20 to 30 years, followed by the onset of old age, which on the average lasts for another 15 or 20 years. And in between birth and death, we go through many periods where our bodies change slowly but imperceptibly. And today allow me to just mention to you one very vulnerable period during the four distinct stages of our life, and that is the period of youth. We know next week, 16th of June, is generally in our country commemorated as Youth Day in memory of those youth who liberated our country. We look at an Islamic perspective from this, and wallah, the message of Islam will always be the same about youth, year in and year out. Nevertheless, the most crucial period in the cycle of life is the period of youth. Friends, if the life of this world is an illusion, if the life of this world is an illusion, the period of greatest illusion occurs during the period of youth. It is a period of high energy and great enthusiasm, coupled with an air of invincibility and perpetuity. It is a period also of life during which perhaps our ability to comprehend, to perceive, to to absorb ideas and knowledge are at its best. It is the time of youth is considered during a period of which a person's mental, physical, intellectual and moral faculties and potential attain their optimum. It is the time when the mind shows inventive and imaginative capabilities. The habits that a person will acquire during this period of youth will live through us through old age. In adulthood, we continue to draw from our achievements, our knowledge, and the experience of our youth. We only develop and improve our youth acquired skills. That is why perhaps, as I've mentioned to you in my introduction, that this period is the most crucial period in the cycle of life. Now look how Allah describes the four distinct stages of life that I spoke to you about. Allah says, "Huwa alladhi khalaqakum min da'fin." Allah says, Allah is that being. Allah is that creator, Allah is that master who created you in weakness. Absolutely weak. ثُمَّ جَعَلَ مِن بَعْدِ ضُعْفٍ قُوَّةٍ. Allah says, then after weakness, Allah ordained strength for you. ثُمَّ جَعَلَ مِن بَعْدِ قُوَّةٍ ضَعْفًا وَشَيْبَةً. Then Allah says, after strength, Allah ordained old age and gray hair for you. Robert is also getting gray. Allah ordained gray hair. Friends, this ayat of the Quran Kareem is most probably the most concise reference to the phases of life. Childhood, during which a person is absolutely weak, dependent on others, helpless. Then the period of youth, during which one is fully developed, free to act with abounding strength and energy. And ultimately old age, when a person reverts to being helpless and dependent on others. What we would call a second childhood. The helpless babe that Allah created becomes a lusty man in the pride of his manhood. And then he sings to old feeble age. When we study life and we study this world, we come to the conclusion that we live in a life that is full of motion. We live in a life that is full of motion. And perhaps we feel in ourselves all the vigor and the spirit to keep pace with it. Because it is moving. Life is moving. They say it's moving fast. But unfortunately, myself as well, we do not foresee how we shall be left behind in this race. Decline into old age and eventually drop into our graves. We are so dazzled by the attractiveness and the splendor of the bright lights in our waking dream that we are unable to detect the dim shadow that is lingering before us in the distance. Rabbi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned ni'matan. Two favors, two bounties. مَغْبُونٌ فِيهِمَا كَثِيرٌ مِّنَ النَّاسِ. Most people, or many people, are deceived by الصِّحَة وَالْفَرَاغَة. Good health and time, free time. In Ayat al-Kareem, Allah says, يَا قَوْمِ إِنَّمَا هَذِهِ الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا مَتَعَةُ. The that truly this life of this world is nothing but a passing enjoyment. وَإِنَّ الْآخِرَةِ هِيَ دَارُ الْقَرَارِ And verily the year after is the home that shall remain forever. So many a times my beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to say, اللهم لا عيش إلا عيش الآخرة. اللهم لا عيش إلا عيش الآخرة. Oh Allah, there is no life but the life of the year after. First, I was dying to finish my high school and start college. And then I was dying to finish college and start working. Then I was dying to marry and have children. And then I was dying for my children to grow old enough. Then I was dying to retire. And now that I am dying, I suddenly forgot that I realized to live. I suddenly forgot to live. Coming back, respected elders and friends, to the topic under discussion. Islamic history is rich with legends that have turned the tidal wave in favor of the Muslims. An excellent book that each and every one of us should try to get our hands on is Hayatul Sahaba, the life of the companions. And you will read in here men who turned the waves in favor of Islam. If the youth of today are to adequately respond to these challenges and are willing to protect their Islamic values, they must free themselves from a godless mindset that feeds only the body and not the soul. If the youth believe in themselves that they can act as agents of positive change and improvement in society, they have to view themselves as part of the solution and not the problem. They have the potential of building networks across cultural barriers and to take forward the cause of social responsibility and justice. Youth is a time when the lower self, the nafsul ammarah, is most persuasive. And the lower self is a state of compelling desires with a propensity to venture to rebelliousness. However, the higher self that Allah has given me and you, it yearns for purity of thought and action, for sacrifice, for commitment, for truth and piety. The struggle against the lower self is a greater struggle. It is regarded as Jihadul Akbar, which enables our actions to be ethical, which enables our actions to be ethical rather than an instinctive base. Respected parents, the stage of youth has a dimension of time to it. It is limited, and it is a transient period in anyone's life. Therefore, youth should dedicate their time in the worship of Allah by acquiring skills and knowledge that should be used to serve Allah the Almighty. Remember, the acquisition of Islamic knowledge, طلب العلم فريضة على كل مسلم. Just like salah is fard, The acquisition of that amount of Islamic knowledge is compulsory on every male and female that would enable him to live a decent life. A life that is based on the principles of Islam. Let us not be responsible for not allowing our children to acquire that knowledge. Serving their parents and elders with respect. Volunteering their energies, time and effort while they have this period of youth. Avoiding time-wasting engagements. Two favors that man is deceived by. And these are plenty on the market today. From the cell phones to the internet and the uncountable amount of gaming consoles that one can find on the market today. Actually, yesterday Apple had just released the Wii 2, the WIIU2 gaming console. There are plenty on the market, friends. If our youth are going to waste their lives away in racing cars, how will they raise the ummah? How will they raise the ummah to the front line? Respected parents, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had the welfare of the youth in the deepest recesses of his heart. Listen to this beautiful hadith. Abdullah ibn Abbas said, one day I was behind Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when he said to me, young man, oh young man, I shall teach you a few words. I shall teach you some advice. Ihfadillah yahfadhuk, ihfadillah tajidhu tujahak. Be mindful of Allah and Allah will protect you. Be mindful of Allah and you will find Allah in front of you. Idha sa'alta fas'alillah. When you ask, ask from Allah. Wa idha ista'anta fasta'in billah. And when you seek help from Allah. Wa'alam anna al-ummah. لو اجتمعت على أن ينفعوك بشيء لم ينفعوك إلا بشيء قد كتب الله لك. If the entire creation were to gather together to benefit you, they would not be able to benefit you except that amount of benefit which Allah wants for you. ولو اجتمعوا على أن يضروك بشيء لم يضروك إلا بشيء قد كتب الله عليك. And if the entire creation and nation were together to harm you, they will not be able to harm you except for that amount of harm which Allah has prescribed for you. رفعت الأقلام وجفت الصحف. The ink has dried and the scrolls have been lifted. As parents, we need to realize that our youth are raw material. Our youth are raw material from which the finest models of humanity can be molded. If it possesses the spirit of Islam, the readiness to suffer in the cause of Islam, and the willingness to obey the commands of Allah. It is a time for our youth. It is the time for our youth to withdraw from the value system of disbelief and passion and betake to the sanctuary of Islam. It is a great pity. It is a great pity that as adults we have forgotten the ideals in the rat race of our daily lives. It is therefore important that as parents, we adequately prepare to develop a long-lasting bond with our children and let the values and the value system of Islam be embedded in their hearts. Respected parents, I address myself that wallah, if we fail to prepare, then be prepared to fail. May Allah give me and all of us the understanding. وَمَا عَلَيْنَا إِلَّا الْبَلَاغُ.